So my favorite food, hands down, is potato kugel, without a doubt. Question is, what bracha do you make on potatoes? What about mashed potatoes? What about potato kugel? There's a lot of controversy about it. No one really knows exactly. What do you think? Let's start off.
I'm going to start off by telling you a story about it. So this piece of father.
Yeah?
He went to the Golem of Europe before World War II.
Yeah?
He was once at a table with Rabbi Chaim Moser.
Chaim Moser, okay. Okay.
They were both served the same kugel and made two different brachas.
Interesting. The same kugel and two different brachas. So obviously you see even amongst the Gedolim there's a big controversy about what bracha do you make on potatoes and potato kugel. So let's start off with potatoes. Shulchan,
I make a shakel.
You make a shakel. Okay, so I'm not going to tell you what the Rav told me as he was leaving here.
I told you to.
Okay, so let's see. So first, potatoes. Let's say you just have, you know, a baked potato. Nothing fancy. You bake a potato, whatever. I ever make baked potatoes. And now you take a bite out of your baked potato. So what bracha do you make? So Shulchan Aruch says that on vegetables, you make borei pri adama. So it should be an open shut. What's the question? Of course, the potato makes adama. Comes along the Divrei Yitziv, which is, I believe, a Kloisenberger. He brings down that there's a long, long-standing minhag from Naftali Tzvi Mirapshitz to make a bracha shahakol. Chassidus shaminhag that they make a shahakol on a potato. Why? What's the reason? No, straight. We're still on potatoes, though. I'm on potatoes. I have a baked potato, nothing done to it. It's got maybe a little bit of butter on it. What are you going to do?
It looks like a potato.
Looks like a potato. It smells like a potato. It is a potato. What bracha do you make? He says you make a shahakol. What's the reason? So the reason is like this. Couple of reasons. Number one, in the Aruch, who's an early Purim before Rashi, you know, Rishon, he writes that in the definition of kimin and pitrios, which are some type of mushrooms, which you make a shakel for, some certain types of, not necessarily our mushrooms, but certain types of, I don't know what they are practically, what mice nowadays, kimin and pitrios, he translates kimin and pitrios as some type of tart apple or cart apple, which is seemingly, what these Hasidim want to say, a potato. Now, as a side point, the Piskei Tshuva, a modern-day sefer, says it can't really be because the Aruch lived before potatoes were discovered. So that's just a tzarich Ian. You got to look into that a little bit more. I don't know the history. I didn't Google it. You know what the history of the potatoes are.
When you quoted, yeah. His father was the Divrei Chaim.
Okay, so potatoes. But they want to bring a raya from the Aruch. Another raya they want to bring. So that's one raya that it's. And they say because since kimino pitrios are me'avirat samach, they grow from the air. So somehow potatoes some have this characteristic that, like, you know, perhaps mushrooms have, that perhaps it would be made a shahako or certain types of kimino pitrios. That's one raya. Second raya they say, and this is the truth. Look, for someone like me, I definitely understand the second raya. Second raya is that it's zon. It makes you satiated. Potatoes are like, sometimes it could be a main meal. You know, one of my favorite meals, they have, you know, potato blintzes, or you have something potato. So if that's the case, if it's zon, if it makes you satiated, perhaps it gets a brach of mizonos. And since you're not sure if it's a mizonos or a adama, says the Hasidim, you know what you do? You make a shakel. That's what he wants to say, yeah. You know, agreed. 1 second. 1,000%. If you have something else to get rid of the suffix bracha.
No, but I'm saying if you have one thing.
Yeah.
And you have a suffix bracha, it's an eight and an adama.
Yeah.
You would make the adama because you know it's for sure adama.
Correct, but here it's different because here it's mizonos and adama. So mizonos and adama, you're a little bit stuck.
But if you make the bracha adama, you would be.
You're saying you'd cover the mizonos? I'm not sure if that works.
Isn't that like it goes shahako adama?
But does adama cover mizonos? I'm not sure. This is what David Chassin want to say. They want to say it's not true. They say not. They say since it's a suffix, if it's Adam or Mizonos, you make a shakel. Because you're not sure, because shakel, definitely you're a good b'di'eved. If you don't know what the bracha is, what are you going to do? You're going to make a Mizonos, it's not going to be good. You're going to make Adam, it's not going to be good. This is what they want to say. Shakel covers everything. Yeah.
It didn't change the face or the shape. Of
didn't change at all. So they say fun. No, they say. Because they say it's mizan. It's you get satiated. You could have a potato as a main meal.
How much you can eat potato?
He said. So the Hasidim, apparently they could eat a lot. I just needed to start with. This is just to whet your appetite. Yeah? Pun intended over here. But really, no one passes. That way, I just needed to say it to be fair. You got to give the Hasidim, you know, their right due. This Divrei Yitziv defends it very strongly. And he says that that they're the minhag chassidim, and some chassidim is to make a shahatol. Halacha ma'is, we don't follow that. Okay, so now we're assuming you're making a bari pri adam on a regular potato. I'm fine with that. So let's, before we get to potato cook, we have to do the middle case. What's the middle case? Mashed potatoes. So I take my potatoes, baked potato, totally fine, and I smash it up. Now it's mashed potatoes, plain and simple. You know, not so PC. It's mashed, clearly mashed potatoes. Okay? What's the halacha? So Shulchan Aruch says explicitly that if you have something which is rasak, you have dates which are banged down or they're smashed, then, you know, that machan biyad, you smash it down, the bracha is, according to Shulchan Aruch, you make a, here he's talking about dates, so it would be an eitz. In our purposes, it would be a hadama. It retains its initial bracha that it had before. After it's smashed, it doesn't get a change of a bracha according to Shulchan Aruch. Comes along Ramah, and the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah, or first he brings one opinion that agrees with the Shulchan Aruch, and he brings a second opinion that says, Yesh omrim levarech aleim shahakol. Since they're changed, they make a shahakol. Now the question, the million-dollar question is, what does the word changed mean? So comes along the Mishnah Berurah, And he kind of like tries to explain what the key criteria is. He says, if it's mamashon kayim, you're with me, those key words, mamashon kayim, if part of it is still intact or still noticeable, he doesn't say noticeable, I threw in the word noticeable, today. He says intact, then it retains its bracha and you would make a hadam. But if it's not mamashon kayim, but then in the contrast, mamashon kayim, it says the only thing that you would make a shako for, if it's ibed kol tsuraso, it lost its form, the lo nikar klal mahu, and you don't recognize it at all, in that case you make a shako. So it's a little bit confusing from the Mishnah Berurah. Let's say I have something which is completely smashed, or it's not completely smashed, but I could recognize what it is. What's the halacha? It's unclear exactly. So from the Mishnah Berurah, you're kind of left a little bit puzzled, what is the status of mashed potatoes? So fortunately, the Mishnah Berurah himself says earlier on that he says that in priha adama could go an erd apple. You know what's an erd apple? It says on the bottom here, it's tapuche adama. I don't know who put that in, but I think it's a potato. I don't know what language erd apple is. Is it Yiddish?
Yeah.
Is it Yiddish? I don't know. Erd apple? Oh, so Yiddish is a potato, okay. Could go an erd apple. Shemachon v'asok isa. If you smash it down and make it like dough, in other words, mashed potatoes, you make a adama. So Mishnah Berurah seems to be of the opinion you have mashed potatoes, which are completely smashed, you make a hadama. So how do the modern day poskim say about mashed potatoes?
According to Mishnah Berurah, an applesauce, what's
roughly? I don't know. Every bracha needs its own 10-minute
shalom.
Applesauce may be different because they add more stuff to it, so it may be different. Let's just take something which you have completely pure food, which is just smashed. Nothing has been added, just smashed. All you did is completely smash it. Mishnah Berurah says potato would be ha'adam. Comes along all the other poskim. So let's see. How does this play out? So the sefer v'zosa bracha also seems to say that mashed potatoes, that you smashed it, retains its halacha that it's ha'adam. Comes along the same bracha, which is Rabbaner's book, Rabbaner's sefer, and he writes, listen to this. So Tom, he brings a huge machlokas about, he's talking about fruits or vegetables in general that are smashed. He says, Shamati Meragon Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach, that the key point is if there are solid pieces, he says. If there's solid pieces, then it retains its bracha. But if there are no solid pieces, so if you take mashed potatoes and you really grind it very well, sounds like it would change to shakal, according to him.
Well, that matches up with the Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah, but Mishnah Berurah was a little bit unclear, so I'm not sure.
You have two versions.
Correct. Leave the Mishnah Berurah out for 1 second, because on Mishnah Berurah, you can read both ways, I think. So one opinion is, Reb Yashav says, if they're solid pieces. According to that, you smash mashed potatoes a lot, there's no good masher, it would be a shankle. But says Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach, he brings, and others, that say it all depends on if it's recognizable. Even if it's completely smashed, if you have someone come into the room and take a look at it, and they say, oh, you're eating mashed potatoes. How's the mashed potatoes? They could tell just by looking at your bowl. Then it retains its bari pri adama, even if there are no pieces in. Okay? So now what about So what about potatoes? So what about mashed potatoes? How does he apply this machlokas? So if interestingly, so I thought it should be based on this machlokas that he just said. If you have smashed potatoes completely that are so smashed you have no pieces, according to Rabbi Yashiv, it would be shako. According to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Arba, it would be hadamistil. But however, on the next page, he brings something remarkable. Before I tell you what he says, I'll tell you a story that happened to me literally last week. So I got into a phase, I think 2 weeks ago. I'm usually Sunday, Monday night, I have leftover potato kugel. I'm a very picky eater, in case you can't tell. But I told my wife, okay, I'm done with potato kugel. I can't have potato kugel 5 times a week, so I want mashed potatoes. My wife was very kind to make me mashed potatoes. So my 9-year-old daughter comes down, she's getting ready for bed as I'm eating supper, and she looks into my bowl, and she says, "What is that?" That's fascinating. That's mamash the halacha. So according to my daughter, she didn't know. She hasn't seen mashed potatoes. It's not something that she's accustomed to seeing. She didn't recognize it. You have a completely bowl of smashed potatoes. It looks like a bowl of just smashed things. Unless you know, have avana what they are, you can't always tell from a bowl of mashed potatoes what they are. Comes along page 406 and listen to what he says about mashed potatoes. Says Rabbeinu, it's not a machlokas at all. Both Reb Shlomo Zalman and both Rabbi Yashiv say mashed potatoes are fundamentally recognizable, even if there are no pieces in it. Can I get my daughter? And it says that mashed potatoes, therefore, you always make kohad dama. He writes over here, potatoes also retain their distinctive texture and appearance and remain recognizable even after they are mashed. The minhag is to make a borei pri adam on mashed potatoes, no matter how finely they are mashed. And he quotes from this. He says it works according to everyone. Reb Scheinberg, he quotes Rabbi Yashiv, agrees to this as well. And therefore, that kind of kills everything we just said before. So, halacha l'maisa, mashed potatoes take automatically ara adama, even it sounds like if you can't recognize them, even if my daughter couldn't recognize them. Because fundamentally, I guess I'm not teaching my daughter correctly. She should have recognized the mashed potatoes. It's a fundamental flaw in my chinuch. I didn't teach her how to recognize, you know, mashed potatoes. But it's something which is automatically recognizable, takes ara adama. Now, what about latkes and potato kugel? What everyone's been waiting for. So what bracha do you make on latkes and potato kugel? So again, Rabbi Bonner over here seems to say, in the next page, he says that potato kugel, he says shredded potatoes in kugel or latkes are generally recognizable, and therefore it's borei pri adama. He says with regard to blended potatoes, right, you know, you're fancy. So my grandmother, she used to make, you know, potato kugel, so they grate it, right? They sit there with their hands, you know, from Holocaust hands, you know, shalom, you know, Holocaust hands could do anything, you know, they could grate anything. But nowadays, we're more dainty, so when we make potato kugel, you just put in the blender and finished. So what about blended potatoes? Huge machlokas, he says, between the Yaivits, he quotes from generations ago, I don't know what type of blenders they had in the time of, you know, in the Yaivits.
This one.
Huh?
This one.
Yeah, this one. But he says those, even that if it's, you know, blended, it takes a, he says, according to blended, it would be shahako. But other posts can be say, nowadays, he says that even if it's blended, it retains its recognizable. Everyone recognizes the potato kugel at the kiddush. That's the first thing that goes for the kiddush. And therefore, it retains if it's recognizable, it retains its borei pri ha'adama. Rabbi Areli, as he was walking out, I was already starting Maariv, so I didn't get a chance to bother him about this. He said to me, whatever you say, potato kugel is ha'adama. So that, I guess, the Rav felt very strongly about this, or really, that's Adama. Interestingly, the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah brings from the Chud HaShani, Rav Nissim Karelitz, who says that if the latke and the potato kugel take its own form, which is kind of like what latkes do. Latkes have their own form. They're like a circle, you know, where it's, you know, then he said, it seems from at least the Dirshu, I didn't get a chance to look up the Chud HaShani, that it says that if it has its own tsura, its own form, it's a shahakal. So I don't know, potato kugel has its own form. It's a piece of potato kugel.
So according to you, I know, I told you what I do.
Yeah?
I have my...
No, but according to this, it sounds like...
No, you know what a kremzel is?
No, I don't know what a kremzel is. What's a kremzel?
It's a latke with cooked potatoes.
A latke with cooked potatoes. So it sounds like latke is the big dispute. Everything up until now, halacha l'maisa, let's close it out. Halacha l'maisa is mashed potatoes seem to be adama. Mashed potatoes, no matter how finely ground they are, seem to be adama as well. latkes and potato kugel, many poskim would tell you it's a dhamma. The question is, if nowadays a potato kugel has become such a genre that like there's a separate thing, and latkes are their own separate food, and especially if it's for blended, you know, blended potatoes, or it's, you know, some type of instant or potato starch which makes the potatoes. If that's the case, maybe there's room to say a shakel.
That's what the daughter was asking.
Maybe that's the pshat.
Are you eating?
No, but it was in a bowl. It was in a bowl. It was smashed.
Right. She was asking, are these
reconstituted potatoes or not? Could be. Could be. That was what my daughter was asking. Halachal Maisa, I think. Halachal Maisa, the halacha is.
No, what I'm saying is, you did give her a good thing.
Yeah, I give her a good thing. Oh. Halachal Maisa, I think the answer is err on the side of Hadamah for all these things. I think that seems to be the meaning of poskim.
Shkoyach. What's the French word between grated potatoes or shredded potatoes?